Welcome back, everybody, to the
Legend
Podcast. I am your host, Connor Cates. Third time doing this. Let's just get into it. We got a lot to talk about. Third time's Texas. A charm, apparently, because the last three times. Yeah, Texas, because last three times we've done this, it's done until the third time, so hopefully it'll work again. Beginning of the race, Harvick wrecked. Got into the wall because of rain. Around lap 33, I believe it was lap 33.
Yes, I like that.
Caution came out, and then rain came out a little bit after that. Bowyer led into rain. Bowman was second, and then first, like, it took a couple days, of course. We all know that. We don't have to hammer on about the fact that it took till Wednesday to go green again. Everyone knows that, but it did go green, finally, and first, like, probably second lap after it went green, Brad Keselowski put a nasty block on William Byron for literally no reason. And sort of it caused a chain reaction that, in my opinion, lasted all the way up to the next lap whenever Matt Kenseth got loose and went around, took out Bubba Wallace for the fourth time. You sent me that. That's the fourth time this year
together.
That Matt Kenseth
has taken out Bubba Wallace. Good. Never has been, not. Never has really been a cup champion, nearly, never won a Daytona 500, never really been that good overall, Matt Kenseth.
Yeah, never won the Coke 600 in rookie year. What a scrub.
Who's done
that?
I was joking.
Matt Kenseth did that. So, Denny Hamlin nearly was involved in that. That would have been in his day. And his...
There's only one driver in NASCAR history to win their first race at Pocono in the number 21 car with the last name Blaney. Who is it?
It's Ryan Blaney.
Yes. He's the best NASCAR driver of all time.
And Denny Hamlin also.
But is his last name Ryan Blaney? Or is his last name Blaney? And his
his last name's not Ryan Blaney, nor is Ryan Blaney's last name.
Okay, I tried.
So, yeah, Hamlin nearly got taken out in that wreck, speaking of Denny Hamlin. But he didn't, and he ventured on to a average race. So, you brought up a good point that, what'd you say last time? You said something about Hamlin.
Which last time was it, is the question?
That's a good point. Last time. John Hunter Nemechek, top 10 runs so far in this race. If I were to rank the rookies, I would say Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick, and John Hunter Nemechek in a distant third. Because he's in really John impressive Hunter places. Came top 10 at the first race back.
I said, what? What were you going to say? Wait, what?
I was going to ask you how you would rank the rookies, but what were you going to say? You wouldn't want to see John here and even checking in a dark alley? What?
See him in good equipment. I don't really want to see anyone in a dark alley, but that works.
I think it'd be fun to see. There are some drivers that would be fun to see.
Are you trying to
name one?
Oh, in a dark alley?
I'm trying to have be friends with them.
That's true.
Ryan Blaney probably would be pretty
Ryan
cool.
Ryan Blaney anywhere.
Keselowski was not fast. It was no trouble with the – was probably trouble with the car, but he's not been good at Texas in recent years. And was really slow, which was big for Chase and
Alex
Bowman.
Alex Bowman almost made the
not so
final
much
four.
Kurt Busch, who really had no chance.
He was very close.
Didn't he come sixth?
I thought he came
in the standings.
Well, no, I don't know actually. But here's the deal, right? So if Hamlin, okay, we haven't gone to Martinsville yet. But if Hamlin gets, gets penalized and Harvick wrecked himself, it'd be Bowman, not Harvick.
Yeah.
No, it's just it's wait. One, they wouldn't penalize Harvick, but Bowman passed in the standings because Harvick wrecked himself. I don't know. Maybe.
Did he pass him in the end? Oh, he wouldn't have. It probably wouldn't have mattered anyway.
I don't know. But it was really. And he, remember, I don't know, like, what was 2016, 2017, Alex Bowman?
Yeah.
Drives the 88 and, like, dominated the entire race.
Yeah, in Phoenix.
Definitely not. Race.
Or one of his race races. It's not his race. First race. Because he'd raced previously. Yeah, he'd race for BK, and he'd race for Junior a little bit.
Yeah. Look at me with my NASCAR knowledge about BK racing.
Yeah, very good.
Well, considering I just started watching the sport this year, I think it's impressive.
Is BK racing. Boyer blocks Martin Truex Jr. all the way to the apron, which was one of the best parts of the race.
It's his second to last, or it was his third to last race.
I really enjoyed him. Last hoorah.
He died.
Nearly died, but you know, whatever. Bowman, Blaney, Johnson, and Truex, four-way battle for the lead with 75 to go in stage two. Very specific note, but it was a good battle. Actual pass for the lead as Martin Truex takes the lead from Ryan Blaney. And then a really weird thing. This is one of the weirdest parts of the races. Truex just miscalculated on fuel completely. Kyle Busch was like 2 seconds behind. Truex was going to coast to this stage win. Speaking of coast, he coasted, but he got passed by Kyle Busch, who took the lead and really never gave it back up because he was not on the same strategy as Clint Boyer, who sort of led most of the third stage.
When it comes to filming. Aaron Jones is active tonight? Okay, we're not starting Dexter Williams in fantasy.
Kyle Busch won.
Sorry, I had to make a change.
Great win, or great stage win for Kyle Busch. Things yet to come for Kyle Busch yet in this race. I don't know what that sentence was. Chase Elliott pits, comes back out, gets a vibration, and pits again, which really just ended his day. There was not a caution for the rest of this race. So he really had no chance at winning because he finished 20th. So he was in a must-win situation heading to Martinsville. Let's see. I want Kyle Busch to win. I have written down here. I actually wanted Kyle Busch to win because, I mean, you think about it. He has wrecked probably more times than any other driver this year, like, and gotten more unlucky. Like, the most unlucky part of the season, Kyle Busch, is what I think of. I think of the Roval, where he led and Cliff Daniels. Or not
who?
Daniels,
Kyle Busch? Adam Stevens.
What's his crew chief name?
Wait, Adam Stevens.
Yeah, Adam Stevens. Made a really weird call to keep him out in the Roval race, and he just didn't win. Yeah.
Dang.
So Chase ended up winning that race. So I really just think of stuff like that. Really unlucky. The blown tire early at New Hampshire. So yeah, just all sorts of really unlucky stuff for Kyle Busch this year. So I wanted him to win. Jimmy Johnson blow an engine.
Because Jimmy Johnson.
Because of course he did. Here's something that's going very under the radar. Jimmy Johnson's last race, of course, everyone knows that.
And Clint Boyer and Matt Kenseth and probably other people.
Both. How do you know it's Matt Kenseth's last race? We said this in 2017.
We said that, like, yeah, it was 2017. Because 2018 was the Roush, right? When he went back for okay.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. No, and then we said it again in 2018. So yeah, it's also Jack Nowlan's last race. He was a recent guest on the Dale Jr. Download. I watched that full episode. That was really good. Christopher Bell was running unreal. He was running faster laps than Truex, but hey, guess what? It doesn't matter.
The pants
he can't
cool
pass.
Too.
So he didn't pass.
It's also Levon Family Racing's last race.
Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah, but who really, I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. I guess. Kyle Busch, after fuel saving for 70 laps, every couple laps, Adam Stevens was like, okay, draft behind this guy, save fuel. Draft behind this guy, save fuel. Can you save a little bit of fuel? Adam Stevens marked it out perfectly. And Kyle Busch won after saving 70 laps worth of fuel. What a race to end this. What it was great. I love this race. This was a great race. Both Texas races this year have been really
surprising. Maybe that's good for the All-Star race next year. You never know.
Yeah, at this point, I was about to say that. At this point, I wouldn't really be that mad if it was the mile-and-a-half All-Star race. Because really, if they're going to do the road course, fine for the All-Star race. That's fine. But the open...
Are they doing the road course?
For the All-Star race, is going to be like two laps.
They probably shouldn't.
I've heard that that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah, but the open's gonna be like two laps, each time. So yeah, I mean, like, I guess it's not bad, but I actually at this point wouldn't mind if we saw the mile and a half variant of Texas. What would you rather see, a road course all-star race or the Texas?
Probably the oval. I don't like road courses, but I feel like for an all-star race, I'd rather see an oval.
Yeah, I mean, all-star race, that's like quintessential NASCAR. And NASCAR, I mean, I love road course racing. Short road course racing is probably the best racing track.
No, it's third. I'd put Super Speedway and short track above that. I love short track.
I wouldn't put short track above it. Maybe Super Speedway.
Well, that's one.
Richmond? You think Richmond's better than...
I definitely put Bristol and Martinsville over it. You can debate Richmond.
Let's get to Martinsville.
I did watch Martinsville. I watched the first half of Martinsville.
Oh, you know what?
The first half of Martinsville. No, I will talk about the beginning. I'll talk about the beginning.
I watched Texas. Either of these races. This is why I'm talking so much.
Yeah.
You watched all of Texas?
I did watch Texas.
I thought you didn't. Here's why I didn't know that, because I was sending you messages on Instagram, but they weren't going through because I was in a bad area of the internet. So, like, I couldn't see if you were watching.
So I'll fill them in on my so basically, they went vroom, and then they went slower view around the corners, and then went vroom faster again. Okay, so basically, Chase Elliott started on the pole. You could tell from the beginning Chase Elliott was the dominant car, and Rodney Childers... I thought I said a bad word for a second. I was like, what did I do?
No, I gotta say something. Truex actually.
Okay, well, really I could. I had a gut feeling Chase was a dominant car. Right. Smart. Okay. So basically, Rodney Childers unloaded an absolute brick with wheels for Kevin Harvick. The car was disgusting. Terrible. It's terrible.
I love Rodney Childers.
And it got to the point where Harvick was below the cut line. Hamlin was one. Kozlowski was there. Bowman was there. Chase was winning the race. It was nuts. What?
Bowman wasn't there.
Bowman was like second at one point.
He was, but he was never gonna. If he was
Penske
in a much
ran really well all race. He would never finish 2, 3, 4. God boy, Penske. But you know
who did? Penske. Yeah. Where did Benedetto finish?
You
want
to guess?
I don't know where did Benedetto finish.
Let's guess right now. Give me a guess. I'm going to go right now.
I'm going to say 15th.
I believe Ryan Newman got a top 10 in one of the stages.
Yeah. You know it's bad, that's an accomplishment.
No, I want the starting lineup for Richmond. Where is the...
Good for Ryan.
Okay, wait. Where's
Martin? He really needs to retire.
Okay, so you said 15th? Top 10. 10 for Matt Benedetto. Alex Bowman got 6. Do you want to guess any other ones? Well, where did Ryan Newman finish?
Which other ones?
18th.
Not Newman?
Okay, where did Martin Truex Jr. finish?
Okay. So, he was running second late in the race, blew a tire. I'm going to say he finished 24th.
Okay, but hear me out, though.
Okay. Let's get back to the race.
Who finished 17th?
Okay. Matt, no.
He finished 14th.
Why did I nearly say Matt Kenseth? I nearly...
Yeah.
What? Matt Kenseth finished 14th? I'm going to say...
Yep.
Okay, what, you said 17? I know that's Kevin Harvick.
He got 35th.
William Byron?
Smith, he got last.
He came near there. Garrett Smith got last. Not surprised. Truex and Chase dominate into the competition caution. Amarola moves Boyer. That's a teammate!
Austin Dillon piled him.
For no reason. He didn't have to.
Like, just thought, you know, why not? The Benedetto and Eric Jones in the role.
Yeah. Amarola moves Bowyer. I just said that. Chase Elliott passes Truex for the lead. Ryan Blaney gets a speeding penalty. So no surprises so far. Bowyer turns Amarola right back. And so I watched Radioactive, and Amarola said, "I'm going to get him back." And I'm like, "You already did." Amarola was hot, and I have no clue why you wrecked him. Denny Hamlin won stage one. So at this point in the race, I was like, okay, Denny's going to win.
Denny Hamlin. What place
did he even come to was?
The number 11 car finishing in 11th position. What place did Timmy Hill get?
See, I know this stuff.
29th. He got 37. He did better than Jimmy Johnson. What happened to Jimmy Johnson? Stuff, what happened to him?
That's not fair. Jimmy was doing pretty good this race. He blew a tire.
Hey, friend of the show, Jeff Malicki got 32nd.
And had to pit under green. Good Chris stuff, Josh. Harvick was in legitimate danger. Did you expect that this would even be possible?
Oh, God, no. I thought Harvick was a lock before the round started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get a Chase blasting Logano on the radio. He said something like he's racing me something. I don't remember exactly what he said. But then Al Gustin said he was a tool.
Okay, wait, I have a little question for you. No, I'm sure you okay, so you know how like NASCAR has like the mm-hmm. biggest mover in the race and like who gained the most spots? Who was that in this race?
I'm gonna say it's Matt Kenseth. I don't know. He started like 26th or something, so he finished 14th or 13th.
He started. I'm gonna say he gained 17 spots. You're on it.
Good stuff. I'm on point with these trivia questions.
I'm gonna go back to the Daytona 500. I'm gonna go back to the Daytona 500 and you're gonna
tell me
what happened.
I wrote down something really wrong and incorrect that I disagree with now. Harvick is legitimately choking, I wrote down here. Chase is dominant. And then I wrote down here, Harvick deserves this because of the round of eight performance.
David Reagan ran the Daytona 500.
He does it. He came 16th.
Just for one race?
Yeah, he ran the 36 car. Hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Who got last?
Enough that he's in heat five.
Oh, it's man. This is slightly ironic.
Kyle Busch.
William Byron, because he got first the next time they went. Kevin Harvick.
Kevin Harvick came top five. What am I talking about? Fifth.
Second. Well, all
see, I know this stuff. Chase won stage two, and then. this is actually pretty funny. I just laughed at something I wrote down. My favorite three drivers that in the history of like three driver battles. Like you think of three driver battles, you think of let's see, who are some great? You think of Newman, Hamlin, and Blaney. You think of in 2011, I think it was 2011 and maybe 2010. Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin, and Harvick battle for the championship. No, the best three car battle of all time. Priest, John Hermanniacek, and Kevin Harvick.
That's just depressing.
They were.
I guarantee you, Kevin Harvick is not. They're battling all races. Like knowing Kevin Harvick on a personal level, he's not going to be part of that conversation. But like, I know Kevin Harvick personally.
Probably wouldn't. Steve Letarte. I don't really have any love or hate for him, but he did say something great on the announcing thing. He said to all the people saying that Kevin Harvick should get in because of his regular season performance, this is just like a sports team losing in the playoffs. And I'm like, thank you very much.
Scientists
like a really good sports team losing in the playoffs.
Planet like, thank you very much. Rocks and oceans are made of lava. Okay.
Harvick's about to go a lap. Harvick's about to go second lap down at one point in the race. Harvick nearly went down two laps, but then we get the thing. we get the big controversy. That's not even a word. Controversy of the race. Chase Elliott's pit crew done.
So did messed Ryan up. Blaney's.
So Chase Elliott comes in the pit. Who cares? Chase Elliott comes in the pit. I'm hungry. Chase Elliott comes in the pit, and wow, that's insane. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 straight notes with Chase Elliott in the note or whatever. You want to explain the
so Chase basically NASCAR made a good call here. So basically, what happened was the Jackman hopped off the wall too soon. But what you can do is you can reset your position. So he went back on the wall and reset himself, and then went back to avoid penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, so Chase, you only got sent to the back, which would have ended
his game. I actually don't even know.
You want to talk about Blaney's pit stop? I'm very apologize. So.
Oh, I just know they were bad.
I mean, they always do. You want to talk about his pit stop earlier in the year at Martinsville?
By the way, so if we were going to Homestead for the championship this year, do you want to hear the weather forecast?
Mm-hmm.
Thunderstorms until Friday the 13th. Every day from now until Friday the 13th for a week and a half. If you want to talk about
Texas. Glad we aren't. This turned into a must-win for Chase because he was getting all these stage points, but then he wasn't. I was like, I texted you, and I was like, I want to see what the points are like if Chase Elliott is not leading. Because Chase Elliott just led forever. And he finally stopped. Yeah, he finally stopped leading, and he was 5 points back. Couldn't have made any more points. Had to win. So another horrible pit stop for Chase Elliott sends him to 4th, which I guess – or 10th, not even 4th, 10th. With only 100 laps left, sent him to 10th. And then, I mean, he came back, and he got to a point where he was going to win. I mean, he's going to win no matter what. So let's skip Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott win the race. Let's get to the
Chase
point
Biscoe's
battle.
Wife the point battle to drive from North Carolina to Arizona. Because she doesn't like flying.
It's a long drive.
Twitter is incredible.
Don't blame her.
Ryan Newman sucks.
Is a kidney stone. Have you ever known? Talk about this battle between Harvick and Newman, if you remember.
Wait, do I? No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll talk about this. Harvick was about 4 points back, needed to pass like 4 cars, and so he spent about 20 laps trying to pass Ryan Newman, and Ryan Newman just would not let him pass. And it's just sort of the MO of Ryan Newman's whole career. He just doesn't let people pass him. Which in a way is good. He's won 18 races in his career. But by the way, check that. I think I'm right. I think he's won 18 races in his
career. Wait, who? I believe he has, yes. I would agree.
Newman.
I agree with the fact.
You would agree? Yeah. William Byron wrecked. And he said, "Ow, that hurts." Cool. He should not be in the 24 car. Chase Elliott. What? Sure. He also avoided a wreck that he should not have avoided. Chase Elliott wins, locks himself into the championship 4, and then we get an awesome thing here where Kozlowski, Hamlin and Harvick are all within 1 point of each other. There was a legitimate chance that if Harvick had passed Kyle Busch, that we had gotten a 3-way 0-0-0 thing.
Do you know who would have won?
0 points ahead of each other.
There's
Harvick,
some sort of time in which that, yes, Harvick.
And then Harvick, you want to explain what happened with Kyle
Busch?
Harvick
tried to wreck Kyle Busch. And he spun himself out, and Kyle Busch crossed the line first.
Yeah, I was watching Ask Junior, and he said that that Jeff Burton said something to him on the radio. During the commercial, he said, "For someone who's not used to wrecking people, they're not usually really good at it." And that's exactly what happened here. Harvick's not used to wrecking people, at least anymore, and just did a lousy job at trying to wreck Kyle Busch. Or maybe Kyle Busch just did a really good job of saving it. I don't know. But either way, Harvick wrecked himself and is taken out, and he's done for the championship. In my opinion, this was the best race of the year.
No. Spring Talladega. It's so good.
Why is the first Talladega race better? Who? It's all good. Here's what I'm about to say. That race would not have been looked at as fondly had Bubba Wallace's situation not happened.
That's definitely not why I like it.
And Bubba didn't even win.
Okay, but do you want to know? It's not just because Blaney won. It's because, so for me, the entire time I was on, like, the entire time my heart was racing for 3 hours. Like, the entire time I was so into it because he was in the front. Because I didn't know if he was going to wreck out or not, and I was terrified.
Totally. Who else was in the best? Who else dominated that race? Cole Custer.
Kyle
Busch was really good in that race. No. Jimmy Johnson probably should have won that race, but then
you know, maybe that's why Harvick didn't make it. That's karma.
There's lots of
Jimmy Johnson.
That
would have been Jimmy Johnson's win, and then Jimmy Johnson is like a legitimate NASCAR god, so like he says no.
Yeah. I think that race is not overrated, but not as good as people say it is. I think it would have been great had in Blaney's position been Bubba. I think that would have been better. Maybe I'm also somehow sent him in. And Mike Joy thought.
Well, and Mike Joy thought he did.
So for me, Martinsville is the best race of the year. Second best race of the year is the cutoff race at Daytona. And then I'd say probably third is the 500, just because the finish of the 500 was so exciting.
I'm in pain.
Shall we get into the championship four? Can you pull up the stats for each driver corresponding with what I said?
You can start talking and I'll get it up.
Okay. In the championship four, Phoenix Raceway. Held my favorite short track race of the year this year. Phoenix was great. Loved it. Oh, besides Martinsville, I guess. Martinsville is also a short track. Oh, yeah. Phoenix is third for me. Not Daytona 500. Yeah, Phoenix was great. Joey Logano won earlier on the year in Phoenix. Kevin Harvick came second, but he's not in the championship.
Wait, so what stats am I looking at?
I'm pretty sure Bracken
driver stats or Phoenix earlier stats?
What?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, look up Phoenix stats from earlier this year. And we'll look at where the championship four guys. Yeah, Chase Elliott started off
how I know that?
He dominated the race, but then blew his tire.
No, it's because I watched out of the video yesterday because I'm an Eric Eastep fan and they're not.
But, so we already...
There's a whole preview.
I didn't even know he talked about that. I know, but I think
okay. They
talked about
Logano
the
won,
race at Phoenix. I didn't
Chase
know.
Chase got seventh. I was wrong. Because also he got 11th, and then.
Yeah, Hamlin got wrecked by.
I don't know
Hamlin
what Hamlin
was involved in a wreck with Blaney
20th.
And Keselowski.
20th.
He DNF. 28th. Yeah, he didn't DNF, but he didn't really do anything. Oh, by the way, I want to bring
so
up.
So much
something.
Fun.
You know the restart's
so much fun.
Hell, everyone.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be the championship race. These guys
maybe
are
going
to go 12
wide.
Maybe not 12,
because I'm actually going for a championship. But...
Yeah, but still, 12. We nearly got a point in the first Phoenix race where Bowman nearly turned Logano, which would have been cool. But yeah, Logano, let's start with Logano.
From
against
this
Logano
year?
Stats.
Okay, hold on. 3 wins.
Yeah. 3 wins. I'm pretty sure it's like a 12th place average finish.
You can start talking and get your stats in a second if you have something else to say about Logano.
So Joey Logano for me. I'm not gonna give my predictions yet. Joey Logano for me is definitely one of the favorites. I think there's one car that has the worst chance of winning, and we'll get to that. But I think Logano's up there for the most likely to win. He was really good earlier at Phoenix. He won the race. Sort of came on late, but he did win. And that's got to be something. He's also won at where else? Kansas and Las Vegas. Now, this same package is the package he won with in Phoenix. I'm assuming he's bringing the exact same car he won with.
Like,
in
the Phoenix, top 10?
Earlier.
I don't want to do that. Okay, wait. Okay.
What? You just pull up the stats and it'll show all the top 10.
He got a top 10.
Fine, I'll do it.
At the sixth race of the season, he finished sixth. So that was Darlington 2.
You can just do this. You can just go to driver reference, and then he has 11 top fives and 10 top, or 20 top 10 this year. Does Joey Logano? He's also won 3 races. What do you think about Logano's chances? Don't say who you think is going to win, but what do you think about Logano's chances?
He is second in my favorite. I think he's got a shot. He's my second favorite in that year before.
Yeah, I think he's got a real shot.
Not favorite in terms of like how much I like him, but favorite in terms of like. I think they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
He's fourth.
Look at Denny Hamlin next. He has won 7 races.
I think ours is the same.
Yeah, he's fourth for me, too. Hamlin's won 7 races. He's gotten 17 top fives and 20 top tens this year, with the best average finish, I believe, of any of them, with an average finish of, I believe, it's 9.5. So Denny Hamlin, he does have a shot. I mean, everyone has a shot to win. I mean, it's the championship four. I mean, you remember what happened in 2016. Jimmy Johnson was the worst car all day.
They're bringing
a
brand new race car.
And then Logano and
Hamlin, which is a risk.
Who? Hamlin?
Well, no.
Well, I mean, he's not bring the other car.
Because that's his van, the one from Richmond.
Yeah. What car would you bring if you're Hamlin?
I guess the Dover one. That's the only one with that package.
Yeah. Did he win Dover? I thought Harvick swept Dover. Brad Keselowski's next. He's won 4 races this year. 12 top fives and 23 top tens. That makes the most choice. That 23 top tens is the most top tens this year. For the championship four. I'm sure Harvick has way more. But I think Keselowski also has a really good shot to win. He's not won a championship since 2012, but I mean, there's always room for a new champion at some point, and he could be the new champion.
He'll be a new one, soon, that's for sure.
Rather than later. And let's get to the final driver in the championship four, Chase Elliott, the youngest driver as well in the championship four. Here's something I figured out. If Chase Elliott wins the championship this year, he will be younger than Jimmy Johnson when he won his first race.
Chase Elliott wins
not
the championship
even just his first
year,
championship. He'll be younger
he
than Jimmy Johnson.
He will be
Johnson.
The first person in the Elliott family to win a championship.
It's not true, but it's not true.
What do you mean? Who else?
Did you not know that?
Who is Bill? You think I just know Bill?
Bill won.
Who is Bill?
I just didn't know if you knew or not. 4 wins. Bill Elliott. 4 wins, 14 top fives, 21 top tens.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I know you're kidding. 9.1 average start, 12.0 average finish, and a whopping 0 DNFs.
His nuts.
Gotta love that.
DNQs. Yes.
DNQs.
Well, they have a charger.
Qualify.
They automatically
He's qualified. Yeah, he's qualified for every race in his career. And the whopping 184 of them. But yeah, the stat here that I want to look at, if he wins, he's going to be younger than Jimmy Johnson did in Jimmy Johnson's first win, which he was 25. Jimmy Johnson was 25 when he won his first career race. And Chase Elliott's 24, looking for his first championship. Chase Elliott, also a favorite in this one. I mean, I guess there are 4 favorites to win. But let's get to our predictions. I'm going to go with the top 4. I'm going to just start with the winner of the race. Kevin Harvick's going to win the race. It's going to be the first championship four race that the champion does not win the race. Kevin Harvick's going to dominate this thing. It's not going to be particularly close. Harvick's going to win.
Alex Bowman.
Who do you think's going to win the race? Alex Bowman. Okay. I was going to say it's not a championship driver. So, let's go fourth and first. Who do you think's going to finish last in the championship standings? I think it's Jimmy. Yeah, Denny. He's not had a good playoffs. Besides the Talladega win, which people don't like the Talladega win. Third for me is Chase Elliott.
I see Chase Elliott getting 13th place in this race.
Second from.
So I think Denny Hamlin is going to come lower than
13th. Do you think he's going to wreck? Car.
What Joey Logano gets fourth. Brad Keselowski gets second. And why do you think Keselowski is your 2020 champion?
Why do you think?
I don't know.
Chase Elliott's going to come 13th. I think that Joey Logano will come second, and Joey Logano will win the championship this year. Logano, I mean, he won earlier.
Brad Keselowski's going to get it
for me.
Wow, you don't like the horse.
Probably camp. Third or
Mr.
fourth.
Mr. Calculations. Mr. Driving Techniques. I've been using some driving techniques to try to get around it. No, that was poking.
That was this race, right? That was Phoenix, right? Oh, well, I do know, and he had a great Phoenix quote. He said, 10-4 engaged to go like blank.
Can I say it?
Pretty good. There's no reason.
H-E-double-H-word, people.
Heck.
The opposite of heaven. Like, you know, there's certain, like, terms. Yeah. Like you know, like you said, like a bat out of, you know, that word. And then, you know, that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to say something like, else.
What the? Yeah. But let's get off this topic. I'm gonna place all the playoff drivers. I'm gonna say second place comes for Joey Logano. I'm gonna say fourth for Brad Keselowski. I'm gonna say sixth for Chase Elliott. I'm gonna say 10th for Denny Hamlin.
You did.
Where'd you say Logano was gonna come third? Fourth.
Hill gets a top 10.
Four.
No, that's not gonna happen. I'll give you one more hot take.
Yeah, give me a hot take. I'm gonna give you a hot take. I'm gonna say Clint Boyer comes third in the race. His final career race.
Jimmy Johnson is battling for the win and then gets too aggressive and wrecks.
Does he wreck out Denny Hamlin? Hamlin's leading. Oh, that'd be interesting.
I said it, people.
That'd be interesting.
I said it, people.
If that's how Hamlin loses. So Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin late in the race are going to be 1 and 2. Jimmy gets too aggressive and wrecks him and Hamlin out.
Jimmy will wreck.
That's your prediction?
But if Hamlin is winning, I would not be opposed to that happening. Okay. So we have given
Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson nearly won.
We've given the thoughts of like who we think will win. Okay, so rank 1 to 4. Who do you want to win?
Okay,
so you want him to win the lead. Okay.
Yeah. Third is probably Ben Keselowski, just because Keselowski's been boring this year, and he doesn't deserve two of the wins he has. Second is Hamlin because he's like Mark Martin now.
Hamlin.
And first is Elliott.
I don't want to see Hamlin win.
Mm-hmm.
Third is I just don't like him.
What you got against Denny Hamlin?
JGR, dude. Everything!
What have they done? Nothing.
I hate JGR.
This year? What, they won 9 races?
Hamlin, Logano, Keselowski, Chase.
Yeah, I mean, Keselowski, I wouldn't mind a Keselowski win. He should have 1 win this year. Chase Elliott should probably have 5. He probably should have won Bristol. And Bowman or Johnson or Elliott probably should have won the 600.
I agree.
I think that's all we have to say. Oh, guess who races two races from now?
Kyle Larson.
The winner.
Ross Chastain?
The winner. The winner of the third open race in 2016, Kyle Larson, is back. He will run the 5 car. He will win the Daytona 5. I don't know about that. He might win that's the 88. The 88's qualified on pole or on the front row of the past 3 Daytona 500s, I think. So it's not impossible.
Ryan Blaney will not qualify for the Daytona 500.
So this is very possible. He might. Ryan Newman will probably flip in practice.
He dies. Wait.
Oh my! Thank you, everybody.
He won't die, people. I don't wish death on
anybody. Follow button on. No,
I think he promised Ryan Newman will not die in the 2021 Daytona 500.
Pole prediction.
If he dies, I swear.
Thank you all for watching. If you did enjoy, go follow the Slide Job Podcast. Follow Ryan Newman on Instagram. Give him some help.
His handle is like Ryan Newman 1977.
Follow YNO Sport.
His handle is like Ryan Newman 1977.
What? Oh.
Can we look up his handle really right now before young? We go?
Yeah, Hold on. Can.
Wait. Look at me doing Ryan Newman Instagram handle.
Give me another trivia question to answer. I'm hot.
What is Chase Elliott's like saying, like little like what does he say? Like what's his like Instagram hashtag thing?
It's Instagram hashtag thing.
No, it's hashtag #DI9.
Probably like I'm boring. No, he's not.
Do it 9, I guess. I don't know.
Why?
Who won the 1922 Daytona 500?
No.
Okay, who won?
No one.
2019 fall.
Okay.
Fall.
It'll be the second.
How many career wins does Ryan Blaney have?
Ryan Blaney.
Yes.
Career win? 2, 3, 4.
Correct. What is Ryan Blaney's name?
4.